Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Nice to be back. I hope that everyone enjoyed a little break, if they're, you know, relaxing for Memorial Day. Well, I thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. I thank the snoopers and the troublemakers. I've been it over, spread it wide. Y'all can kiss, kiss. Okay, let's go into this episode. All right, we're going to have some real talk today. And many of you have gone through these situations, and if you haven't, watch out for it. You know, I'm going to start like this. The devil hinders you from a lot of things. But when situations get in the way of you trying to go into God's building to worship and hear the word, then you know that there's something wrong. See, one person, we're all going for ourselves. Let's say it's a household of people. One person wants to get out there and go and hear the word of God. Okay, you have the rest of them that's demons around you. Oh, everybody starts to act like the sick. Oh, you have your eavesdroppers in the house, really a troublemaker. And then weird things start to happen. Oh, you can't find what you're looking for. Oh, you lock your in the vehicle. Let's see. Your moods change, everybody else's change. So, what you do is plead the blood of Jesus on them. That's what you do. The blood of Jesus on you, Satan. That's what you do with that situation. Another situation. Never, ever let another woman come in. Whether you're just dating, whatever, never, ever let another woman come into your house to stay. Because it is trouble. And the company she keeps is trouble. If you see signs like, oops, these people are here, and you're going down, there's always an argument. There's always something going on. You know how that goes. One person is going to think you're looking at his or her mate. Well, well, well. That could very well be true because it's the situation itself. That is a love thing right there. And once they have destroyed your home, they get ready to go. See, once the devil steps in and thinks that he destroyed what you had, then he is gone. Everything is lifted after those people are gone. But there's a way to get rid of visitors. I've heard a long time ago, visitors and fish stink within 3 days. But sometimes the stink goes on and on and on. But you have to put your foot down and clean it up. And the way to do that, I wouldn't dare send you to the graveyard, but go for dust, graveyard dirt in it. Sprinkle it with a little war powder. Don't put it near you. Of course not. Put it where they step. Put it where they will step outside. Then you come back in and you get peace powder and sprinkle it within your home. After they are gone, you see them walking or driving or whatever they're doing, sweep right behind them. I gave you a full conjure tip. Another situation. Make it surprised that your enemy is your footstool. You've had talk, and more talk about you all over town, in the neighborhood, everywhere. You've had that. Okay, but one day the enemy changes his heart. It's because you have listened. See, I'm going into listening to the worker. When you listen, you get good results. And that's a good result right there. But you never let your guard down. Because if you let your guard down, you're weakening yourself to another attack. You never let your guard down with anyone. Because the way things are today is the way they're going to be tomorrow. It's getting worse out here. And to bring foster reconciliation. I mentioned it before. It's used for some ill. But you can do this. Balm of Gilead. That's God's comforter. It is in the Bible. Again, balm of Gilead. You put it in the four corners. I guess the problems you have in four corners of the bedroom and in the bed. But for the whole house, you put it in the four corners of the house, two of them together. Four corners of the whole house, and still put it where you sleep. And everything was another conjure tip. I was told I wasn't giving out enough whole conjure tips. But I'm going to explain something. I do not give out conjure tips that will hurt somebody. I do not give out conjure tips that will turn around and hit you in the face. So that's what most people are doing, giving out conjure tips that's going to turn around and hit you in the face. Now, let's move on to something more great, like the atmosphere. Now, not speaking as an advisor or anything like that. Your arthritis can flare up even when it's hot because of the change of the weather. And what you can do is mix some camphor and some vegetable oil together. You put that together, you rub the spot that's hurting, you rub downward. That pain is going. See, some people think they have arthritis, but they don't. Now, if it is not of God, if it is not something natural, that pain is going to go. You're going to be able to move better and all else. I just wanted to give you a natural remedy here. Plus a magical one. Okay, we have something else to talk about. Liars. This goes into trust issues. And I'm speaking for most workers. Oh, yes. When you have clients that do not listen to you, you have to pull the plug on that relationship. You got to pull the plug on that client and worker relationship. And I want to tell you something else. This work is not free. I don't care what anybody says. They can have a temper tantrum if they would like to, but it is not free. Do not try to mess a worker. Do not try to do that. If you owe them, if they was nice enough to let you pay in little increments, then you pay them because that work could really go back on you. And I'm going to say it again. It can go back on you. Either way, the worker can set it back on you, or they can just sit back and wait for your demise. Either one, I'm sure that you hear the beautiful dogs out here, but I needed to get a little air there when I said that. So I hope that you understand, and I hope you listen to the conjugal tip. Let's go back to the client-worker relationship. Be careful. Be very careful, workers, when you have clients like this. Some of them tend to cling to you. Nothing's really wrong, but they're complaining. And you're not seeing anything. They're going to make you see something. You're not seeing anything. Watch it. Watch those ones that come to you saying, oh, that cost $20 to send it, and I had to subtract that. No. Do you avoid paying taxes at Burger King, Belk's, Kohl's? No, you do not. So you pay the whole thing to send it or whatever you do. Now, freebie freaks, sit down. Sit down. We are hip to you. And here's to the Chesapeake cheesecakes and the South Carolina deadbeat kangaroo. Here's to them. When you have a case, you listen. Listen and see what we're saying before you jump up and do what you want to do. No, it's just a game with them workers. They jump up and, you know, just guess what they're going to do. They sit back and guess and want, oh, I guess I'll do this today. Example, if you're doing 2-10 for a case, I'm not going to say what kind of case it is. This is just an example. And they don't ask you what they can do. They tell you, well, I do 40 today and I do 10 wins and I do about 20 more. No, you don't work like that. See, that's extra taxes on you too. When you work with them like that, let's just keep it real here. Some of us get tired, and I'm going to tell you right now, turn it back. Turn it back like it was. Make it even, because you have deadbeaters out here, even when it comes to this. See, most of you clients think that we are stupid. Most of you clients figure, oh, she or he does not know what is going on. Yes, we do. We know exactly what's going on. A person that has three businesses, and they, if they can't send $10, they got to send $2 at a time, something is wrong. Something is very wrong. We put our energy into this. We put our life into this. Our electricity, our life, our everything into this. We put our lives on hold for you. And if you're not serious, it is in your best interest not to call us. Let's talk about something else. There's neighbors. Oh, the neighbors. The pig cooking. Let's talk about that little piggy cooking now. You know, it's something you can do with the pig, but it relates to children. All right, once that is called out, it is over. You need to stop. Because this very same thing you're trying to do to that child is going to be done to you. And that's the promise. You don't know whether these people are being helped or what they're doing. See, I always say, you don't know who a person is, who they know, or what they do. So it's best for you to be careful. Enough said. Kicking at kids. Again, leave them alone, because you're going to make some parent very angry at you. And your picking is going to turn into a lot of misery for you. Your laughter is going to turn to tears. It's ending now. It is at its end. And I tell you, that beating that you get is going to be the worst beating you ever had. That was well said. See, I'm coming real with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat everything. Everything is not butterflies and balloons and glitter. No, it's not. Not when it comes to death. We can't even live in a world where we have peace when we go outside sometimes. You got the faggot and the dyke out there in front of kids doing nasty tricks. What kind of environment is that? And you think moving is going to help you? Moving is not going to help you. Because it might be the same thing on the other road. So the best thing to do is get in touch with a worker and get this straight. Get them away from there. Because if they're doing that, they're trying to get you away from there. Mother and daughter relationship. Your mother's a little sick. You are handling her business for her. Well, don't steal from her, because as much as you steal from someone, you're going to lose 10 times more. You're going to lose 10 times more than you take. That's a promise. Now, let's see. What else is in the news today? Oh, one more thing. I'm so sorry for last Sunday. I could not do my episode because of situations that was not under my control. So I give an apology for that. But I'm happy to be speaking this time because I'm coming out with some real stuff you need to know. Watch out for odd cups around your house, cans. You think someone just threw it outside the road. Trash, it's not. More than likely, it's not. They are dressed for you to have misery. They are dressed to bring you down financially. See, once one area of your life is hit, then the rest of it is going down too. And if you wait too long, it may be too late for you. If you wait too long, the results may not come as fast. So if you know this, I'm not going to sit here and tell you anything wrong, but it is. And another thing, rudeness, you should not endure either. Come to you as if they're picking an argument with you just to get you dressed. We call it dress fix. Oh, yes, you think, oh, wow, what did I do to this person? It's not that. They're fixing you up, and possibly for somebody else. I told you that I would always tell you of things to watch out for that might hurt you and tell you many things that will help you. It's in you to listen. It's in you to take heed of it all. Excuse me, had to have something to drink. And it's not alcohol. Okay. Clients, I'm coming to you because I've spoken to the workers. Stop doing what you're doing. Watch who you piss off. Watch who you piss off. Because the next move might not be a good one. You sit back and think, no, they started this work for me. They won't stop it. They won't turn it around. Oh, yes, we will. In a heartbeat. I pause because that's something to think about. But I've never seen a town, and I'm not going to name it, I've never seen a town where everybody wants to see everybody else crawling and down. If you're not crawling and down, then they have bad things to say about you. Your name is all over the neighborhood, which I'm coming to something else. Putting on the full armor of God. The full armor of God. That's what I'm saying. You call every name of the book, in the book. I'm sorry. Sluts, whore, prostitutes, everything. Even an itch. Okay. When you give your life over to God, you are the child of God. There's nothing else. All of that stuff is gone. What you have done in the past, is your slate is wiped clean. And people will be able to see you as a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. As a child of God. See, time is too short. Life is precious, and time is too short to be messing around. Yes, all of this stuff exists. All of those magical names that you have seen and heard, it exists. Because you're talking to someone that practices. And I'm sure most of you have gone to people that practice the same thing. My voice might have died. I gotta turn my head. Now, as for a beggar, I would like to bring up a beggar. What a child to you. You can't be your child's friend and your child's mother, too. No, you cannot. When a child comes to you and asks for some alcohol, don't feel like, oh, well, I better give it to them because I don't want them out there drinking. No, you don't do that. See, you handle that another way. So I hope that you're listening to this because there are many parents that try to be their child's friend. I forgot to mention that earlier because that bothers me. It really does. You think you're doing the right thing. And then it turned around to be a mistake. And speaking of it, there's a wretch here now in this neighborhood that won't stop. There's nothing that won't stop doing stuff. Now, they won't get the hell out of this neighborhood, but I'm going to handle it. They're going. Walking around destroying people's lives, spreading diseases, some of everything. And let's not mention the men now. Oh, the men carry diseases too. I mentioned all this earlier, but I wanted to get on with my show. The men carry diseases too. They lie, they cheat, they steal. If you cheat and steal, you will lie. If you lie, you'll cheat and you will steal. That's all it is to it. Check this person out real good before you get involved. Because what you find out later is going to hurt you, especially if you get your feelings involved. And sick people, one more thing, sick people. Some sick people are like rattlesnakes. The more you help them, the more they try to lash out at you. Well, you hate to do it. Walk away. Just walk away because it seems to me that person had no reason, no good upbringing, no nothing. And that leads to the GD word. God, I'm not going to say it, but his last name is not M. I'm saying that. Jesus Christ is Savior, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. But never using his name in vain, because every time you do it, something bad is going to happen to you. Some of you out there use that word, and God has brought you so far, that word. And you see that every time you use it, you get struck down. Well, I think I have said a mouthful. I had to bring up the Catty Kangaroos, the Big Barns, and the Chesapeake Cheesecake today because that's an example. A good example to all workers, but people they should stay away from. I have given good advice at the beginning of this show, almost halfway of this show. It's time now to toughen up and walk away, or toughen up and do what you got to do, if you know what I mean. Nothing is going to come and jump in your lap, not to let you go for it, not to let you grab it. There's a piece of cake sitting on the table. If you want it, you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to get it. You can accomplish your goals. You just have to have a strong mind. If you don't have that strong mind, that strong willpower, that strong constitution, then you'll never get it. You'll never get anything. That is so nice to be able to say. Never. And I hope that this motivates you to go after what you want. Really, I'm not caring who likes what I say and who don't. Like I said, I will come correct. I do not hold my tongue, except for on things that's dangerous, that may hurt you. No one is perfect on this earth. But I tell you what, you cannot go into the gates of heaven for somebody else. You cannot get saved for somebody else. You can't get happiness for somebody else. You can get it for yourself. And that's what I'm saying. Go out and get this happiness for yourself. Go out and get yourself straight. Get yourself cleared, unblocked for yourself. Not anybody else. Hope my point was made this day. Today is about strengthening. So if you didn't get everything in this episode, if you needed those conjure tips, you can always go back and listen to it later. About 15 minutes, 11 to 15 minutes after the show. But we're about at the end. I hope that everyone enjoys the rest of their weekend and enjoys their week. I hope that you are blessed. To everyone out there, to my family, to my mother, I love you so very much, and I don't know what I would do without you. I love you. And to everyone else, goodbye.